thumbs up. I see you guys in the chat. I want to make sure that we're everything's live and everything's good. Uh-oh, I'm going to hit a button. It's going to be really loud. Yeah, okay. There we go. Sorry, I'm not a professional. You guys know this, but my wonderful friends, Stacy and David Whited, they got this fancy, cool studio and everything. And so they are joining with us today. They are my wonderful, special friends, and we haven't gotten together in such a long time. So I want to make sure, give me the thumbs up. Give me this, that you guys are seeing everything, and we are live. So welcome. I'm so glad you guys are here.
Oh, thank you. We are really excited to be here, Melissa. Thanks for inviting us on tonight.
Yes. So this is what happened, you guys. I was, the Lord just put them on my heart because, you know, we have such an amazing connection because they are awake and they're sharing the truth. They do so many wonderful things on their channel. It's Flyover Conservatives is their channel. And so they're sharing the truth about what's going on, but they're also putting it in the light of God's word, really. And so that's what's the great connection. I'm like, we need to get together more often. And so then I looked on their site, and they are doing this really cool thing this Wednesday. It's called Prosperous Marriage. And, you know, this is my thing, and I want them to tell all about it. But basically this, we've gone through all of this, and I know it's kind of some of the relationships have kind of had little touchy issues because maybe you're not on the same page with your spouse or whatever. And so, you know, we can't get through this and not have our relationship going good. And sometimes we have to maybe agree to disagree. And the great thing about the Whiteds is that they have done marriage conferences for a long time. So we can really learn from them. And I'm so glad that they're making this available online. You don't have to get in the car. You don't have to go anywhere. Just go on your phone or your laptop. So am I basically right?
Yeah. Well, I feel like we just kind of, you know, a planet rotating around your world, because when this all began, when I say this all, we started our podcast in January of 21. And our kids kind of came to us and like, hey, we probably like a lot of you, we loved America. We voted, you know, I have a Doberman named Reagan, you know,
right.
You know, we lovely Greenwood, yep. You know, all this stuff. And, but our oldest son came to us and said, hey, we just can't sit back and watch America burn on our watch. You know, right. I don't want my great, great grandkids to know like, oh, you were alive when this thing whole fell. What did you do to stop it? Well,
right.
We you know, watched the news a lot and we were really angry, you know, like,
right.
And so at that moment, you know, kind of like a lot of people, things were shut down, you know, it had been shut down, you know, with COVID. And so we're kind of like recalibrating our life a little bit, but we had started our first business working together. We were 23 years old. We've been married for almost 32 years now. And so the majority of our life, we came in passionately in love and had no skills how to really succeed in it. You know, live in Missouri. You know, I grew up, when I got my hunter's safety course to go shoot pheasants, I had to go through a 2-day course, and it was like $150 or something. This was like back in the 90s, $100 or whatever it was. And I remember even thinking then, because I was newly married, I'm like, I went to the courthouse, and they gave me a license and like a pat on the butt for $20. Here you can get married, and not even a brochure or an advice. Like, here's one tip, dude. Like, nothing.
Right, exactly.
But in order to go shoot a pheasant with a shotgun, I had to take a 2-day class. You know, because, you know, you don't want anything bad to happen in it. Well, if things don't go well in your marriage,
right?
You know, one extreme, you know, you lose half your stuff. You know,
right. That's not good.
It's not very romantic, you know, place. But if you're building a life and building, you know, stuff. But the other part is you can also limp through life, you know, like with a giant piece of glass in your shoe, and you're never able to really run at the pace you're designed to run to do the things you were created and called to do. If, you know, if the 1 + 1 equals half of each, you know, where it really can be the 1 + 1, you know, is like 20, you know, it's more than it. And we were created with a plan and a purpose, and we were, you know, placed, you know, in an environment that started with family. And if we're going to save America, so I kind of started the show.
Yeah.
If we're going to save America,
yeah.
You know, we really have to save Americans.
Okay.
Because America is just made up of Americans. If all the Americans were gone, you know, it wouldn't be the same. And we really feel like what saves Americans is family.
Right.
That's the Lego. That's the building block that the whole thing is built out of. And so it's kind of a roundabout way. But when this thing all first hit, one of the first things that we got was your book, and then met you in June of 21. And I tell you what, the things that you were talking about then and listening to you on podcasts back then have really aged well.
Has aged well. You've got to be like,
yay!
Whoop, whoop,
I told you so. Exactly. And it's just, as I was saying to David the other day, that you know, I've been calling it, you know, the millennial kingdom, but President Trump's calling it the golden age, you know, and I'm telling you, just today was just hair on fire of all the winning, you know, and it's just, we're going to get tired of winning. I don't think we will. I think he's kidding, but it's just really great. The things that are happening, and we're not, you know, it's not the scary stuff that, you know, we have been through an interesting period. I will say, I will agree, but where we're headed right now is, it's beautiful days. Beautiful days.
Well, it'd be a shame if you knew Joseph personally and you lived in Egypt and you got 7 years
there
to
go.
Grow and you're like, well, I'm going to watch TV because I'm not really feeling it right now. Mm-hmm. Like, we're entering into this incredible window of time. And I think the answers, we kind of, like, you know, go to the end and go back to the beginning of, they're in God's word. And we feel like everybody, they could have increases in their finances, increases in their people starting businesses and just doing better. You kind of feel this cloud lifting and you're able to move forward and swim downstream for a while instead of only upstream,
right,
which feel like we've been the last few years.
That's exactly right. I think a lot of times too, you know, we've been had kind of, a lot of people have had this one focus of, hey, let's get President Trump back in office. You know, it's been like, okay, that is the focus. Everything is on that. And now
what?
He's back in office. it's like, now what? And just like David said, you know, there's been a major focus on saving America, but Americans are struggling. They're struggling financially. They're struggling in their relationships. There was a major divide that happened in 2020, and it was intentional. Trying to break down the family, trying to break down friendships with the difference of races. You know, I mean, that was a major issue in 2020. We saw that the summer of 2020 where things were, hey, things are going pretty well. And then it was like, oh my gosh, what's going on? You know, masked and unmasked, and then vaxxed and unvaxxed. And there was just this major divide that started happening in our country. And we saw it happening in families where people weren't even invited to Christmas any longer, or they couldn't go to their niece's wedding.
Right.
Because the family's like, we are cutting you off.
And well, so, and also, also in our movement, it's also the fact that, you know, we've, you know, sometimes had to share truth that was tough, and it's a red pill that maybe they're not willing to swallow down, and that has caused a divide too. So anyway, continue what you're saying, but I mean, that's hey, there we are in Florida.
Tampa, Florida. You can't tell from that picture, but it's like 110 degrees.
Well, you can tell my
off.
Face is getting melted off. But yeah, that
hottest
was such a great
ever.
Day. It was the hottest day on the earth. And then, but what was so great, I had my 11/11 shirt on, and as I was saying, I could not walk 5 feet because we're like, I see 11/11 all the time.
Oh,
what is it? I'm like,
that.
It's God breathed life into them and they stood up. That's the verse.
Yes.
Revelation 11:11 is God breathed life into us and we stood up. We finally stood up. We realized, oh dear, this is what's going on. And that's you heard the Lord tell you to stand up and to fight. And I did too. And all the wonderful people on our channel do the same thing every day. And so maybe, you know, not everyone was chosen to do that. And that's caused some of the divide, like you were talking about. And, you know, they don't, and we're not angry with them. They just have, you know, God did only wanted a certain number of warriors, right? That's 144,000. But anyway, continue. So what's your answer?
Yeah.
What's the solution to all the divide and the division?
Well, I think that that's something that we're going to really cover. When David and I got married, you kind of said that earlier, we were, you know, we just turned 20. And then we had our son Colton right away. And so life like was going very rapidly and we didn't have any skills whatsoever. We were passionately in love, but we fought like crazy as well. It's not a joke. If you've seen our commercial, I was a cosmetologist and I did come at him. I was so mad with scissors one time.
Oh my.
So, I mean, I was like,
wow,
I was furious. It's a literally, we knew how to push each other's buttons, but we love each other so much.
Right.
And when we were married for about, I think it was our seventh or eighth anniversary, we sat down with a guy that did personality profile tests. He did them for marriages, but he also would also hold up in court as to if somebody could commit a crime or not. And the test was so thorough and so in depth that it would hold up in court. I think it took us, it was several hours to go through. I think it was around 8 hours. It was a long time. And then
wow.
The next day he sat down with us and he said, he'd done this for 20 years with marriages. And he said, I'll just tell you this. This, you are the worst combination I have ever seen. And he said, I don't know how
gosh.
You guys haven't killed each other. And I was
You're
like,
kidding.
I tried.
You're kidding.
No. No,
You're kidding.
Eason is a worse combination. And so,
Really? Well, see, because
yeah,
I,
and
okay, so and you don't have to tell what it is. If you want to tell, you can. But my husband and I did something similar, but I wasn't at the scissor stage. We've never been to the scissor stage, but he's really easygoing and kind of quiet, and he's really great for me. But I'm the, like, the little hair on fire person all the time, and he's more like in the middle, and I'm like either something, I'm really upset about it, or I'm really happy about it, just, but he's kind of in the middle. So is that kind of what it is?
No,
Are you
not at
guys?
all.
No.
No,
Okay.
we're both really, really powerful, passionate communicators. We both are usually right. We both like to get the last word in.
Yep.
And
Oh,
so
he's people.
things would just escalate out of control. Before you know it, it's
Someone's,
like,
yeah.
well, your mother and all this kind of stuff. It has nothing to do with the toothpaste or whatever it started over. It just would escalate. We had no skill set,
None.
no parameters, no guardrails, no processes of how we could fight fair without. Without creating additional collateral damage that had nothing to
Right.
do with
And
achieving
pain.
the goal. And it
Right.
created a lot of pain and loneliness,
Yeah.
within our marriage. And it was
Yeah,
like
yeah, yeah.
we
Well,
weren't gonna get
you
divorced,
were so stubborn.
but we were gonna just kind of tough this thing out. And
Okay.
we
When can
learned
we
a few
die?
things.
Who's gonna die first?
Exactly.
Hence the scissors.
And on top of that, we worked together. We started working together at the age of 23. We're 52. We have worked together side by side for all of these years. So it wasn't like I went and did hair and he went, and was an engineer. We were together all, we are together all the
There's no
time.
chance to miss each other.
Creating, building, solving problems, doing a lot
Yes.
of things. But a couple of advantages we did, we both love the Lord and had a value for his word. And you kind of sometimes can believe these lies. Like, I know God has a plan for marriage, maybe not mine.
Right, right.
And when you watch movies or you watch Hallmark or you watch anything, there's this idea of like, is there a right one out there? Is this just the wrong one? I hear people all the time that are like,
Okay.
well, she wasn't the right one or this and that. I believe God's got a plan for every single marriage. I don't
I
believe
love
there
that.
is a one for anybody. It's just mathematically doesn't even work out if you gamify it.
Right.
And but God does have an answer for marriages. I can say that with personal experience because as we began implementing better ideas and better systems, and first of all, taking it to God and saying, God, what do you have for us? What do you have that we can do this? Because in the midst of that, that sounds like a horrible
Right.
story. We loved each other like crazy. I mean, it was not a matter of not loving one another. It was just at what point does the pain that's caused by it outweigh the benefit of being in it? When is there eventually more withdrawals from the bank than there are deposits and you're just overdraft?
Gotcha.
And
Gotcha.
how do we ever make this into a win where you have two talented people that love God and want to work hard, want to do a lot of things in life? How do we get it to where I'm actually better
Right.
because of her,
Hence
where
the word
she's better?
prosperous marriage.
That
Hence
she's
that's what.
better because of me. And that's where the idea of prosperity came into it because most of our life was in business. That was our first focus. But as we succeeded in business, more people in the business world were like, they would see us and they would kind of come to the side and be like, hey, is this
How
real?
did,
Is
yeah,
this
I love
real?
that.
Are you guys faking it? Is this
Yeah.
a real thing? Can you meet my wife and I? And it was a lot of like one-on-one
Okay.
at a Waffle House or something, like, hey,
But
you're at
yeah.
a breakfast or meeting someone or out in a car after church, hey, can you talk?
Or young people that were getting ready to get married would be
Or
like, hey,
that.
would you guys, would you walk us through premarital counseling? Like, how did you do that? What are the systems that you created? Because I think that what you said earlier is so important that each thing was intentional. It wasn't like a by accident we just came across this. It was we intentionally applied specific things into our marriage that changed it completely.
Right.
It was over here and now it's over here. It is different, but it was intentional. It wasn't, oh, it just
Right.
happened. We know exactly what we did to create the marriage that we have today.
The
Yeah,
training,
and
the
God had
training.
answers in every single phase of it, And I'd say this too, like marriage workshops and things. We made a promise to each other we'd say yes to one thing a year. And if people are watching it, and they're like, oh, I went to this thing, it didn't really help. I'll tell you this, most of it was worthless. A lot of the stuff I went to in the church was worthless.
Sad.
We went to one conference, and I'm like, I think according to this guy, we would be great if I became. If I became like another version of you, like
A woman.
if I became a woman, our marriage would be amazing.
Okay.
But because you got these, effeminate pastor and oh, just all, if I like, I don't even like the songs in most churches, you know? It's like, yeah. I want a song by David, you know, it's killing Philistines and stuff.
Right. It's too girly, I hear what you're saying.
And so just, you know, getting where okay, but we would take something from it, like, okay, I'm gonna walk out of here with something that's gonna help us.
Right.
You know, that we're gonna implement in spite of it. And so some things were good, some things weren't. Most things weren't good.
Right.
They really didn't help. Most books we bought, I'm like, that was a nugget, you know, but it was a lot of
right.
And so
we just
cherry picked everything and accumulated that stuff for 30 years.
Okay.
And just developed this war chest of like, you know, this is a zinger.
Yeah. Here's a takeaway. Yeah, that's going to be helpful for us.
This changed our life. Yes.
What did you say, Tinker?
I said this changed our life. We applied this right here, and it changed our life.
Okay.
And it not just worked for us; it's worked for all of the different individuals that we've shared it with through the years.
Okay.
That has been very powerful. That's what I love about this because it isn't finding the right person. It's not like, oh, that person wasn't right, so I'm going to look again and see if I can find. It's not that.
Right.
It's applying principles and realizing that your marriage is worth fighting for. That, you know, if you can look at it as not, I'll fight for it later. Let me build my business first and then I'll take care of my marriage. Or let me raise my kids and then we'll worry about our marriage.
Right.
It's that everything stems from the marriage. And then from there, then you have an abundance of prosperity. You have a family that loves each other. You could have a successful business. All of these things come from marriage first. And then it kind of grows from there.
Exactly.
I love that. It's relationship building. And making you don't have all this collateral damage, all this blowing up relationships.
Yeah.
Well, just, you know, Stacy said it there, but like most people look at this as like, oh, I got my business, I got this, I'm trying to save America, I got my health, and my marriage is like another thing.
Right.
They have all of these things to do.
Right.
And I encourage people to kind of redirect that thinking to like, what if, like I just say from my own experience, you know, we've been able to start a record label, build 3 or 4 companies that are successful that run without us today. We're able to live, you know, financially independent, so we could live in an orphanage when our kids were in high school and serve, you know, and things we were passionate about. We've been able to, in Mexico, be able to do missions. We've spoken in several continents. We've done all these things because of my marriage. It's the pot that the tree grows out of, and the things people see are the fruit on the branches. It's not another thing I have to do. I'm able to do those things because of my marriage. There's a guy I listened to a lot growing up named Jim Rohn, R-O-H-N. If you've heard of Tony Robbins, he was like Tony Robbins' mentor. Kind of funny, wise guy, you know. But he says, a man that walks out the door in the morning feeling the warmth of his wife's kiss on her cheek.
Yes.
He's unstoppable.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, and it's like those last couple of minutes before you part, the first couple of minutes when you come together, becoming intentional with those things, not worried about the 5 hours you're together each night, maybe develop a system for what can I do in the first 5 minutes? What can I do for the last 5 minutes that make the 5 hours work well?
Right.
You know, there's and designing how to work with each other in a way that's productive. And again, we want to save America.
Yes.
You know, and it's sad that America, you know, we do shows every day with doctors and everybody can think of, you know, we've talked to and you know, what we have like 16% of the COVID deaths and we're 4% of the population. And it's because we're the unhealthiest country out there. Mm-hmm. You know, if this was the Olympics, I mean, I watch ice hockey during the Olympics because America's in it. You know, you want to win. But on a competitive standpoint, we're not in the top 50 in many things,
right?
You know, when it comes to health, our mortality rate, you know, is going, you know, a lot. Our middle class is like, if America is going to be saved, it's going to grow from families that are strong, raising up people that know how to work against the system. And it doesn't do us a lot of good to save our country and lose our families.
Exactly. You know, I think of a song that Kathy Lee Gifford, have you ever heard of her song? She sings, make someone happy and you will be happy too. You ever heard that song?
Oh, no.
It's a great song.
She went to ORU where our daughter went to school.
Great song. And it's, you know, I'm not ready to do marriage conferences and train everybody else. You know, for David and me, my husband's name is David.
It's a great name.
Yeah, it's a great name. But, you know, he really makes marriage easy because he's Mr. Wonderful, right? But, you know, I think that sometimes this is the one thing I think that my nugget that I think is if each one is trying to make each other happy, make the other one happy, then you can't really go too far wrong. You know, everything goes pretty smoothly if each one is trying to make each other's day, make each other smile or make each other laugh or make each other have those the good feels, you know, that kind of thing. So,
absolutely.
But, yeah. And just being intentional of, you know, just what can I say that will kind of, you know, make his day. So, yeah. And I like calling him Mr. Wonderful. That's another little tick. Everybody hears me calling him Mr. Wonderful. And no one, I think that's the first time I've ever heard, no one even knew his name was David, I don't think, because they've always heard me call him Mr. Wonderful. But, you know, just one time he said something that was really one of the nicest things he could have said to me. He said that he always feels so respected. He always feels
huge.
Respected. So I'm, you know, anyway, I don't want you guys to give away any more of the goodies that you guys are going to tell on this Wednesday, but it's Wednesday, this Wednesday, you guys, I just found out about this. I'm sorry. I should have told you about it before, but I didn't know. And as soon as I found out, I texted them. I said, I want to get together. And so this was our first chance to get together. So it's this Wednesday at 5 p.m., right?
It's 7 p.m. Central.
Seven.
So depending on where you are. Yeah, 7 p.m. Central, February the 5th. And you can register for the class by going to prosperousmarriage.com, prosperousmarriage.com. And I'd like to say, you know, a lot of the same principles that we learn from the Bible or, you know, David and I grew up in Central Kansas. He grew up on a farm. My grandpa was a farmer. But we hear a lot about reaping and sowing, you know, what you sow, the seeds that you sow when you're a farmer, you're going to reap it. So if you plant corn, you're going to get corn. You don't get tomatoes. You don't get wheat. You get corn.
Right.
And so for Dave and I, it was really encouraging to learn that the same principles apply to our marriage. You know, if you are sowing certain seeds, you're going to reap certain seeds. And the things that where you are today in your marriage is because of what you did a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 4 years ago. The encouraging thing about that is if somebody's not happy with where their marriage is today, that can be intentionally changed by sowing different seeds.
Love
that
it.
Just because maybe you're not happy, or maybe you're like, my marriage is good, but I would like it to be great. It's just sowing a few different seeds to create a great marriage. And that's what we're excited about. It's intentional, and it can be fixed. It can be changed. It could become amazing. And that's what happened with David and I, where
you're living proof. You know,
You know, where I've said this a lot, and it really is the truth that when I wake up in the morning, if he's not awake, I can't wait for him to wake up and open his eyes so that I can talk to him and see him. That's how excited I am after 32 years. You know, if he's gone and he comes back home and I hear the garage door open, I get giddy inside like I would if we were like dating or I hadn't seen him in a while and he's only been gone for a couple of hours. You know, that is possible. And I think sometimes in our world today, it doesn't seem possible. It is possible. Mm-hmm. And it's intentional. And we are so excited about sharing that with others and helping others to be able to do the same thing.
I love it. I just love it. I'm so glad you guys are doing this because, you know, I agree with you 1,000%. You know, after all this, and we save America, but if all the Americans are broken-hearted and broken relationships and broken families, then what have we saved? You know, so and the Lord is able, and so it all comes from this strong faith that you have that the Lord will guide us to the answer, just like he's guided us this whole time we've been in this great awakening. We were happily asleep. We were missing the boat. We didn't understand what they were doing and all that. And the Lord spoke to us and he awakened us and he's guided us through. He's protected us from so many pitfalls. Same thing for a marriage that he will guide you through to, and it may not happen maybe overnight, but it may just be a process to start implementing these tips. Am I right?
Yeah. Tips and exercises and just, I'm not Brene Brown or whoever, like, I don't know what everybody else has going on. We're just going to teach. This is like proven for 30 years for us.
Right.
And at the same time with lots of, you know, different people, you know, we're at Bethel Church or everywhere. We were part of marriage ministry. And, I guess I just want to just tell people though, that there's hope.
Yeah.
Like there's nothing, you know, being broke's a bad thing. Being hopeless, that's worse.
Right. Yeah.
you know, the worst thing you can have is to be hopeless without hope. Sometimes, you know, I can promise this, there is hope. And even if you don't attend this class and you don't want to, or don't have time, or don't whatever, as you say, there is so much hope for your marriage, not just marriage, but for your marriage specifically, and wherever it is, if it's barely hanging on by a thread, like there is hope there that it can get to good. If it's good, that it can get to great. If it's great, it can get to prosperous. You know, to where prosperity just means like more than I can even fit in this cup. I have more than enough.
Yes.
You know, I'm not just going through the grocery store and getting out of there. I'm like, I'm walking through the grocery store. How you doing? And the lady that checks me out, she's better because I went through her line.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just coming from a place of abundance of prosperity.
Yes.
It means I have. It's not about a money. It's how many high fives do I have? How many hugs do I got? How many compliments do I have? How much, you know, energy do I have? How many smiles do I have? How much sky is there? God made more than enough sky for all of us to look at. Like
air
is a currency. All of these things are a currency, and we have more than enough. And so wherever you are in your marriage, God has an answer and a plan, and it's very real. There is an enemy. It's very real. There's an attack on it.
Yes.
It's a strategic plan.
Yes.
Like when all this went down, I first met Melissa, I didn't know who the World Economic Forum was, or Klaus Schwab, or Yuval Noah Harari, or I don't know. I probably thought Paul Ryan would have been a good dude. Looks like a good dude.
Oh, he does. Yeah.
You know, you're like, it's looked like a Boy Scout. I don't
Fox
know.
News so, said he was.
Yeah. It was great.
Or the significance of the number 17.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Or 11-11. And so,
11-11.
So you look at these things, there was a group of people that had an attack on all of our freedoms that were globalist. There is also a group that has an attack on our marriages. And and when you learn how to squash that, close that door, basically shut down the border so that your marriage can be protected.
Love that.
And
what a great analogy. I love
there
that.
There's a massive amount of hope. And just like Trump's done this very quickly, it's like borders down 93% crossings. It's like, oh, well, it makes sense. And some people have lived their marriage life thinking, oh, I had to take lessons for the guitar. I had to take lessons to play golf. I had to, but my marriage should come naturally because we are in love. Well, you know, it means nothing. You know, people that fell in love, you know, don't work out all the time. It's irrelevant. That only works in Hallmark. It's like learn skills of what do I need to do so we could thrive and become prosperous in our marriage, where it instead of it's something you're surviving, where it's literally fueling your endeavors in other areas. That's totally possible. There's hope for everybody in that.
Love that. I love that. I'm so glad, like I said, I'm so glad you guys are doing this, because I've had my head so focused on, you know, the awakening as Trump and getting him elected and all that, as well as, you know, the wonderful news about end times, which is such good news. If you guys haven't seen that, go to my website, freedomforce.live, and you can see the great news about end times. And that, you know, we're in a really great place. You know, this was not something on my radar, but I know that it is for so many. And so I just want you guys to have hope. If you guys are, you know, struggling, you know, just please go and check this out, prosperousmarriage.com, and just don't lose hope. Just, you know, it can,
absolutely.
It can really turn it around. And before you know it, you'll be calling, you know, your wonderful man, Mr. Wonderful, and he'll be calling you Mrs. Wonderful, and making each other's day every day. And that's really what we want. So we'll be, you know, make America great again.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like a commercial. That sounds like a commercial.
It is a good one. I loved it. Before we jump off, would it be okay if we pray for your audience?
Absolutely. Please. We always pray before we leave. Everybody knows that. Let me see if there's any, and I wanted to see if there's any questions. You guys, before we go,
sure.
If there are any questions, shout it out in the chat. And I don't see anything right now, but you have just a second while we're praying. You can pop a question in there, and we're going to pray.
That sounds great. I'll lead it, then you want to end it?
Sure.
Okay. Heavenly Father, thank you so much again for Melissa. God, thank you for her life. Thank you for who she is. Thank you for the books that she's written and the each one of the shows that she's done, and helping to wake people up at the same time, pointing them to you and giving them encouragement and truth. And God, we just continue to write blessings over her channel and everything that she touches, God.
Yes.
And God, I just pray over every person that is listening tonight and will be listening in the future. We pray blessings over them, over their family, over their marriage, over their finances. We speak hope into their lives.
Yes.
And God, we just know that you have plans to prosper us and not to harm us. And we stand on that scripture and we claim it and declare it in our own lives and over our own family. And God, we just love you. We worship you. We say yes and amen to your plans. And God, thank you for choosing us to be alive right now during this time. Truly the best time to be alive. And we are so excited about what the future holds. And I know that you have great plans for the family. So we can't wait to see how that unfolds.
Yes.
And God, I just thank you for Melissa. Thank you for her, the carbon fiber you've just reinforced her spine with. God, I think how she's woken up hundreds of thousands of people, God, and so many that were sitting behind their water heater, sucking their thumb, just waiting for you to come. And God, she's taught them to wake up, speak up, and show up. And God, we thank you for the technologies that are available today that this message can get out. No matter how much it was suppressed, it got out. And so God, we just want to partner with what you want for our country, for the marriages of it, what you want for our nation, what you want for our children, our grandchildren, and their children, and their grandchildren.
Yes.
God, that the legacy we leave behind, God, is that each of them are able to stand on our shoulders and see further than we could, that they're healthier, happier, and wiser, stronger, with more clarity, God, than we entered this fight. God, that they walk out stronger than we walked in.
Yes.
And we just lift up your name and point everything towards you. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Love it. All right, let me see if they're just saying they love you. They're saying, and you're helping to heal America. And they're saying it's very much appreciated. So yeah, definitely go. I'm going to type in here, prosperousmarriage.com. Let's see if I can spell that right. MARRIAGE.com. So you guys can go and check that out. And I was thinking of the verse that says, good measure pressed down, shaken together will be poured into your lap. Right? Is that
That's
basically?
Right.
And this
That's
is really
exactly
what we
right.
want.
And running over.
And running over. I forgot running
it's
over. Yeah.
Abundance.
So that's what we want for our marriages and for our relationships. So I'm so glad you guys joined me. I'm so glad the Lord pointed me directly to what you guys were doing and that you guys, you know, jumped on here. We made this happen. So, I'll see you guys there at Prosperous Marriage on Wednesday, the 5th of February, 2025 at 7 p.m. Central. Okay?
That's right.
All right, guys.
Thank you.
I love you guys.
For having us on.
I love you guys. Hold on real quick. I love you guys. And I will talk to you later.